We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We talk with Pete Fiutek, College Football News. And Pete, wow, what an awful loss for the Ohio State Buckeyes this past weekend. How surprised were you, not that they lost, but that they got physically dominated?
I'm just glad to hear you guys are still up and breathing after last weekend between that Baker's throw and this. Hey, you know, life goes on. It's what the rest of the world is like when you don't win every single regular season football game. Look, yeah, I'm not surprised. I think I came on and told you that I picked Ohio State, but I said that Oregon was one of the few teams that has the guys. That is a team full of 4- and 5-star recruits. That is a team that can run with Ohio State. You're not going to out-athletic this team. And you're right. This is just, it still looks like an Ohio State team that just needs to kind of put it all together. Look, going back to the silver lining in this is that sometimes when it looks bad, it's really not as bad as it seems. But going back to, if you take the national championship loss to Alabama, this is the worst 3-game stretch of points allowed in the history of Ohio State football. Ooh. And they're still only giving up 35. I mean, it's not like they're not giving up like, you know, the 52 against Alabama was a smaller animal, but it's not like, you know, they lost, you know, 45-10. You know, they were in that game late. They had their chances, but that's just a very good Oregon team that came out and played really, really well.
Are you impressed by C.J. Stroud?
You know what? How can you not? The concern, though, obviously, and I'm sure, you know, this has been pointed out, is that he shouldn't have to be throwing for 484 yards. I mean, you've got all this talent in the backfield. It's kind of the same argument as it was a couple years ago where, you know, oh, boo-hoo, you know, Dwayne Haskins is throwing for a gajillion yards. But it wasn't quite the way things are supposed to work. When you've got an offensive line that is as good as Ohio State's, and it's easily one of the 5 best in the country, and you're putting this whole offense on the shoulders of a 19-year-old kid in his second game. I know he's talented. I know it's Ohio State. Get in there and earn your scholarship. But he played great. You know, he played just fine. You got to give him a little more help from a running attack that's supposed to take over and do a whole lot more than it was able to do against the Ducks.
Pete, in terms of Ohio State's chances for the playoff, how does that stand right now?
Fine, doesn't matter. You know what? That's the weird thing about this is it'll be okay. The defense obviously has to be better. You still have, you know, games on the schedule. Michigan State's all of a sudden looking like it's a tougher route. Penn State is obviously pretty good. I'm not going to bring up Michigan because we all know what happens there, but they've been looking all right. And the only problem with this is you cannot afford another misfire. There is no margin for error the rest of the way. But it's the same thing for Ohio State as it kind of is for Clemson, except better because Clemson doesn't play anybody else the rest of the way. It stinks. It's not good. It's not a plus. And you don't really control your own destiny if, say, Oregon, Oklahoma, Alabama, and I'll throw in Georgia there, if they lose to Alabama in the SEC championship, if they all win everything else, you're not in it. However, we know that how this works. Go 12-1, win your Power 5 conference championship, and you're going to get in this thing. Ohio State's still the most talented team in the Big Ten. That offense still has NFL receivers that are going to rip up everybody. You just got to kind of be a little bit better on defense here going forward, obviously.
Pete, I saw a poll question on ESPN yesterday, and we talked about it for a few minutes, and I'm curious your take. They were asking what former college football powerhouse will be the first to get to the college football playoff? Michigan, Nebraska, Texas, or USC? Which one are you picking?
Not Nebraska. That's a different animal, because that's just a harder thing to harder ship to turn around and be that again for a whole slew of reasons. Michigan, they came close a couple years ago, so I'm not going to blow that off. I would say you said Tennessee in there. Tennessee's
No. USC and USC and Texas. I'm sorry.
Oh, Texas. Not Texas. They ain't happening this year. Probably not happening next year. And ain't going to happen when they get to the SEC for a while. USC can get there. I wanted to make that theoretical argument last year that USC deserved to be in had it beaten Oregon in the Pac-12 championship and be like, look, undefeated Power 5 conference champion, put them in. And it's not that far off. The Pac-12 is not amazing, forgetting what happened, last weekend in Columbus and what UCLA is doing. The rest of the Pac-12 is not exactly lighting the world on fire. You can win that division, win that conference. I think USC is easily the one of that group that's going to get in there first.
Pete, who's the favorite, in your opinion, for that job, the USC job?
No one is ever going to come out and say, I want that job, because you cannot ever, 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 as a college football head coach, say anything other than, I love where I'm at, I want to be here for the rest of my career, I'm going to retire and probably die here. You can't say anything other than that, or else, at least in your own mind, it kills recruiting. Everyone negatively says that against you. Everyone says that's 1 foot out the door, all that. But that said, I got to think it comes right down to James Franklin and Luke Fickell. To me, Franklin's the best of the bunch.
The guy took Vanderbilt
to two straight 9-win seasons in bowl games. I mean, that's just impossible. He took over a Penn State program that, while it was never going to happen, at least the words death penalty were being thrown around when he took over. And they had a bowl ban when he was there. And they've been very, very good. That place has been right up there. That's one of those teams in the discussion of best program to not make the college football playoff under Franklin. That's been it. And he has got the right personality. He is just a fun guy who just will get it. He's great with the media. You got to win there for that to matter. But in all ways, shapes, and forms, he, I think, is the guy. But I think there's an underground movement, the thought that Fickell right now is in the right spot at the right time to make that move. The key to USC is you got to nail the recruiting in-state. They lost Bryce Young to USC Alabama. They lose DJ Uiagalelei to Clemson. You got to keep that high-end California talent at home.
All right, Pete, there's some really good Big Ten games, not Big Ten versus Big Ten, some out-of-conference matchups. Michigan and Ohio State are, playing nobodies. But the rest of the conference, there's some good games. Penn State plays Auburn. Purdue plays Notre Dame this week. Minnesota, Colorado. And Michigan State plays Miami. And Indiana plays Cincinnati. How do you think the Big Ten fares in some of those big out-of-conference matchups?
Not good. Look, Minnesota's going to lose to Colorado. Colorado is sneaky tough, especially at home. They played relatively well last week. They should have beaten Texas A&M. I think they pulled that one off. Notre Dame's better than it showed. I know nobody actually has the Peacock Network, so nobody saw.
So Purdue beats them this week.
That would be good. Purdue's playing well. That's a tough one. I do think Michigan State beats Miami. I have said all along, watch out for. I'm very curious for this Alabama Florida game, by the way, because I do think the world is way overblown that Bama went over Miami. I think Michigan State gets them this week. And then let's do it. Penn State and Auburn. Because we don't know what Auburn is yet. They haven't played anybody. But if Penn State's as good as we think it is, and if they were able to get by that Wisconsin defense, which is looking like it's going to be a problem for the rest of the Big Ten, you got to come out and just beat down an Auburn team that's good, but I don't think it's nearly as good as it showed against West Alabama State so far.
We lose Pete?
Pete cut out of
here. I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
are you back?
Sorry, Pete. All right, Pete. You just stopped talking. Okay, fair enough.
Okay,
Pete. Hey, how impressed are you with the quarterback at Alabama, Bryce Young? Is he the next pro?
he's not big enough. You know, I know Kyler Murray sort of broke that mold a little bit, and Baker has too to a certain extent. He's not a big guy. Like, Jalen Hurts is just kind of he's not huge, but he's kind of a bigger, you know, muscular guy who looks like he could handle the NFL rigors and handle getting beaten around a little bit. And obviously he turned out to be just fine at Oklahoma, and then on from there. Tua is not a big guy, but same thing. He's just sort of a one big muscle. Bryce Young is very small, very thin. I don't know if he's got the exact body type who can handle a 17-game season, but he's there in Alabama for a reason, and he's got that gig because he is just that good. And same thing as C.J. Stroud. If you're playing behind an offensive line that gives you 19 minutes to throw and you have NFL wide receivers who get all that time to get open, you're going to be good. And he is just that good. He is a very, very good college player. I'm a kind of a heightist, big guy-ist. I want my quarterbacks to be the size of a Cam Newton, or be, you know, Andrew Luck, be that sort of 6'5", 240 who can run, you know, Josh Allen type.
I don't know if those are the best examples, Pete. One of those guys retired, the other guy's being forced to retire.
You're absolutely right. So I do like the bigger. I do have a bias towards the bigger guys as opposed to the smaller ones. But look, you know, give me Kyler Murray all day long if you're giving me someone who can run like that. That's not really Bryce Young's game, though.
Speaking of Alabama, they play another. And speaking of formerly great programs, they play Florida. Florida is 2-0, but they're a 14.5-point dog at home. Give them any shot?
You guys, does it sound kind of familiar to you? 14-point
dog. Sounds like last week.
You know, with all kind of a little bit. I'll say the exact same thing. Where I don't think I can't pick against Alabama. It's just not in my nature. But same thing as Ohio State and Oregon. Florida's got the guy. It's got the speed, the athleticism. It's got the enough top recruits to at least be able to run with Alabama. That secondary, though, is still a problem. It wasn't great last year. It struggled over the first part of this year. And the real interesting part about this Gator team, though, is it's done a 180 offensively. It went from having Kyle Trask, who put up numbers actually better than Joe Burrow did in 2019, if you extrapolate them out, to pretty much a run team now. I mean, they're second in the nation in rushing. Emory Jones and Anthony Richardson were just ripping off these big runs. Granted, Florida Atlantic and South Florida are not the be-all, end-all, but they're pretty decent, you know, teams. It's not like they're playing Alabama State or anything. And you've got an Alabama linebacking core that's banged up. Two NFL guys are hurting. I think Florida keeps this relatively close.
Pete, is there a chance that Cincinnati could run the table? They got Indiana this week, they've got Notre Dame next week, and then they've got their American Conference schedule that they should be able to run through. But the next 2 weeks are pretty tough.
I do think they get Indiana this week. Notre Dame next week's tough, but they could get there. The problem, though, is that Indiana's not great. This isn't Indiana of last year. It's the problem with playing in a Group of Five conference, and it's not fair. It might not seem right. But it's not fair if you're giving Cincinnati the credit for playing. Okay, great, you just beat Indiana and you just beat Notre Dame. Okay, now go beat, you know, Auburn. You know, go beat LSU.
Right.
Go beat the teams that are like, go beat Penn State. Go beat Michigan. Go do what Ohio State's going to have to do going forward. It's not a fair comparison, but that's the deal they have to play. So they got to go in and just rock them. I actually like UCF. The UCF game is in Cincinnati. I think that team under Gus Malzahn is just going to get better and better as this season goes on. And that's a dangerous team. I think Cincinnati might get them once, but if they have to play them twice, that's going to be a problem.
Pete, we appreciate it as always, man. Thanks for joining us.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Pete.
All right, Pete Fucek, College Football News.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.